Tonight's shir, the conclusion of Simon Kuf Nun Vav, we're in the middle of the Mishnah Berurah, going through various Hanhagos Tovos. Mishnah Berurah writes, Hameragel b'chaveroi oiva b'loisasei. Someone who says over gossip about a friend is over on a loisasei, shenem loisaseich rochel b'amechel, the Pasuk says, do not be a talebearer. Ezu rochel, what's a rochel? This is a person who goes and relays information from one to the other. And he says, this is what he said. This is what I heard about. It might be true. It destroys the world. There's even a bigger, more terrible sin. Including the same loisase. For Loshon Hara. Lashon hara, v'masab b'gnus chavero, that's describing something negative about someone else. Avshu emar emes, even though he's saying the truth. Avel oimer sheker, but if he's lying, nikur mo'ez yishem, it's called mo'ez yishem al chavero. Hamasab b'dvorim shagoyimim, if a person says over something, which will cause, im nishmu'u ishrish, if it's heard from one to the other, lahazik chavero b'gufo, to cause harm to a person personally, his body, over mono, or his finances, or even to cause him pain or distress, this loisasei includes many halachas. They're clarified in great detail in many different places in the Rishonim. If you really want to understand all the details of these halachas, look in the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. There, all the details are laid out for you in lengthy explanation. Mr. Burr continues, one should not hold on to machloikis. Like it says, do not be like Korach and his group. If a person takes revenge from someone else, like it says, Ketzad. What's the case? Amlo, he says, Hashleni kadumech, lend me your axe. Well, the rot doesn't want. Lamacham hashleni magolech. He says, the other one says, lend me your sickle. Amlo, enim hashik der shol shaltani. Well, I'm not lending it to you because you don't lend it to me. Zuhi nekima. That's revenge. Kazu ben oliezim mitz b'sefer yirem shalov is alashona. The re'im writes in sefer yirem. Lav dafka shes kima. It's not only kalim. Not only borrowing and lending. The Lav Kem Ksivakra, the Pas doesn't talk about lending and borrowing things. Ela Filo Shar Mama, the Lav Kelim, or other things that have nothing to do with Kelim. Lamanu, we learn from Yisarim Yisor, Shalom Nor, La Sosa Dokmech, Sasodim, and Momon, Bishoshlosu Himo. Klai Yisrael is instructed not to refrain from giving charity or doing kindness to someone else because he didn't do it with him. Shezuhi Nekima, that's Nekama, who I ain't shown look there. Vim Oimelon, he would say, Hey, Loch, Hare Mashilech, I'll lend you. Any kumosk, not like you, who you didn't lend to me. So it's not over an osikom. Zuhinatira, that's bearing a grudge. Eliyemcha kadami libo, he should erase it from his heart. For it's going to cause, it shouldn't be as all, like he shouldn't remember it at all. Totally forget about it. Ad kan lashon Rambam, that's the language of the Rambam. Oid mitzvah ayin gimel. Further, you find the mitzvah ayin gimel. His vados of the Hashem mikolchet shiyasa odom. A person should do vidui before Hashem for the sins that people do. Shnelik says, "Bizvadu es chatzasam begomer." Bechelik loisasei simen kruf tzadei. As far as loisaseis go, shlolecho velishtos derech zolel v'sovei b'mein aris. A person should not eat or drink to excess in his youth. Shnelik says, "Osoichal adam." What's something to say? Lo soichal achilas mivilish b'chdom. Do not eat that will bring to spilling of blood. Lo achilas sere mora shachar lamisa. Referring to the gluttony of the Ben Sarei Moira that is killed for. Even though once the days of Naros pass, the Torah doesn't obligate him to be put to death for such eating. But you can learn from this how unrefined and ugly is this behavior. Like it says, he's a glutton, he's a drunkard. In Ember Kabbalah, we learn Altahi b'Sovei Yayin b'Zolei b'Solomo. One should not be one to overindulge in wine or meat. Ramban Nichla calls the mitzvah to say. The Rambam understands as all part of the mitzvah to say Kedoshim Tehiyu, to act and behave Kadosh. Ayin Sham, look over there. Ayotzi Adam Dav Megunei Peiv. A person should not speak in an unrefined fashion. Gemara Pesachim. Mitzvah Beis Ha'itash. Lo Lahach Shil Tam B'Derech. Do not cause an innocent to stumble on the way. Meaning, do not give bad advice. In the it says, people call it a practical joke. We say it's a loisase. No such concept. Practical joke. Person should be careful not to mock, not to flatter, and distance yourself from falsehood as far as possible. Ayin shvus lamenav. But if it's for a case of shalom, then to keep the peace you can alter the truth. Look at Magen Avraham who quotes the Sefer Chasidim. It needs analysis. The Gemara says in Bamatzia you can change three things. The Masechta, how much you've learned. But Purim, Marsha says it means how much you drink of Purim. Other says it has to do with his bedroom activities. Uba Ashpiza, and as far as where you stayed, who gave you lodgings. Chosh Mishpah, Yishtanach Bezan Shom. Ayin Soit, the Sof Perek Zayin, B'shar Shakar, Agrippa Samelech, Lasucha, Laseis, Alech, Yishnach, Rivikaymer. The Gemara Soit describes how when Agrippa's read the Pasuk, Lasucha, Laseis, Alech, Yishnach, do not put a foreign person to be in charge. Zolgo Ein of the Mois, he was crying. Meshlohoi Mizer Yisrael, because he himself was not a descendant of Yisrael. Amalo, they said, Achino, don't cry, you're our brother. That's Chanifus. At that moment, Klal Yisrael were guilty and obligated to be destroyed because of the flattery to Agrippus. Even if they could not stop what he did to be king, they should have been silent. They shouldn't have strengthened his position. This is the punishment that comes to someone who flatters a sinner because they're afraid. He's not afraid of Hashem. You have to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's year comes first. However, if the situation is a matter of life and death, he can't say, yeah, you're fine. I feel over, even if the person did a chet. Chazal learned on the Pasuk, but said to Tishbona Mesecha, judge your friend favorably. Give a person the benefit of the doubt. I am a Shabbos Tav Kuf Chazayin, stories over there. For someone who suspects an innocent person gets smitten. Someone who talks Sichas Chul violates an essay perished. Sichas Chul refers to things that are frivolous and derogatory. Shnemaka says, "V'dibarta bam v'lo b'dvamatelim." You should talk divrei Torah, not dvamatelim. V'la b'machal essay. We can infer from this essay, a lot that comes from an essay is an essay. Kaser Rambam Sefer Mitzvos Mitzvos. The Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvos Mitzvos. See, v'nali damos lo yisal kfi echolus. We have to follow in the characteristics of a Kadosh Baruch Hu according to our ability. V'hu v'alacht b'drachel. It says, go in his ways. This mitzvah has been repeated. To go in all his ways. But favor show the Gemara explains in Soita. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikur Chanun Dibbein Shlom is a giving. Afata Yechon, you should be giving. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikur Rachum Dibbein Shlom is compassionate. Afata Yechon, you should be compassionate. We find it in other words. Achri Hashem Teleichu. Follow Hashem's path. Obabe Perusha Shorts Lomit, to explain it to mean. His hahidamus bepulasov hatovos, we should compare in his good deeds, vahamidos anichpados, and honorable traits, sheyatorabem that he's described with. Ad kalashonu, that's his language. Vodiyashabi mitzvahs to dears, there are other mitzvahs that are constant, essein velavin, essein and loisase, haneskaras b'chol abasifei Shulchan Aruch, they appear in all four volumes of Shulchan Aruch. The yimsa oisam ayin kalech nekomo, and if you look, you'll find them in their places. And then there's more. There are not a Shulchan Aruch. If in the Psalm, the Sifrei Munei HaMitzvos, you'll find them in the Sfarim of those who count the mitzvahs. HaRambam, HaSmag, HaChinuch, UbeYosef, B'Sefer Charedim, especially Sefer Charedim, Kukibitz Mekol Rishonim, according to he quotes and collects from all the Rishonim who preceded him. B'HaMitzvos HaNaragos, L'Maisav, as one as ever, for the mitzvahs that are current today. It's proper to learn them, be expert in them, but they say, yeah, but then you'll have the ability to fulfill them. Chazal teach us all the pasuk and the pasuk. When you see them and remember them, you'll do them. Remembering brings to action. Timlo Yeda, if he doesn't know, then he mitzvah klav, it's a mitzvah at all. Mayeskola Kaiman, how's he going to remember? It's fulfilled. He can't fulfill it if he doesn't know it's a mitzvah in the first place.